purchase number this afternoon, and which is the code.
Making problems today.
No, I think Kissinger being played well in this
second out of Paris and reaching up.
Good drive.
We can't keep him from smiling, can we?
He just keeps waving and smiling. I talked to him before he left.
I wonder if we made a mistake. I'm going to call him about it too late now. Once his meetings became public, Ron, it seems to me that Kissinger really needs a press man. Who does he use over there, for example? Does he have
a... Well, he uses a pretty good man over there. Who's
the embassy press man?
The delegation press man.
I see. Well, that's fine.
Who does a good job. And
good. That's all right. That's all right.
I thought about this, and as a matter of fact, talked to Hayden about it at one point. A press man from here, I think, would tend to spook Henry. He'd think he was being watched. But I do think this press man, as we get to the point where, if it develops, then I think someone has to go over. And I've talked to Henry about this, involved in the discussions of how the scenario goes, but we don't have to make that decision at this point.
Play it. I'd like for you all week long, I don't want you to say anything beyond what you said. You're saying we have no comment, whatever. There's really no comment, whatever, about these negotiations, about their progress. I would just say there will be no comment, whatever, no further comment, whatever, about these negotiations. Well, what about what was said previously? Do you deal this? Do you deal that? Don't
says he feels
as good today as he did when he said that.
It's just some reflection from the president.
Well, what I was thinking was that I would like to start this. You see, my own feeling about this president at the inauguration, you know, I will then be free to get that break. You know, I can start doing press. But I'm going to, I have decided, congratulations on the books or something like this, first to use things like.
See, but that's why I want to keep that pure. In other words, on the 60th birthday thing,
no,
it's only on the 60th birthday. I could even, you know, give him some comments that we could
talk about. No, I don't know.
Salt pet thing would be good.
Well, don't worry about it. I wouldn't get into the salt pet thing, but I would compromise his son. But,
going for us now that we didn't have before. I'm in discussions with the network.
personnel, but they, because they, you know, do film and so forth off and on, they all have mini cams. Now, mini cam is a live television camera. Now, they don't transmit it live, but they put it down on tape,
yeah.
And it's a much better quality of a thing than film, and I think they'll use it more than it's tardy, which gives us more flexibility in this room out here, and it gives us better quality than just, it is film, it's just a technique,
yeah.
But it is an advantage to us. There's a small little plane.
Well, you, the reason that I think I should do it out there, now I'm very good with these guys in here that offer. I'll do one in the office, sort of a casual one, say, now this is the first, and I'll announce it that time with my, press will be. See what I mean?
It's helpful to have this thinking. I have, in the process now, and I'm talking to Buchanan about it, and Dick Moore, and a lot of people, on a whole that I'm going to present to you and go over with you, a whole press approach for the first 2 months, first 3 months, and so forth. I think we've learned some lessons over the last 3 to 4 weeks, twofold. I'm not at all bothered by the Washington Post thing. But I think we've learned some lessons in terms of how our friends in this city and around the country react to this general liberal, and it's true, I believe, a stronghold that is held on the sound in the press corps. They are intimidated by it.
Sure.
Very disappointed in some of the guys.
Right.
I think we have to realize that it's a fact. Frank Vanderlyn is a good guy. Jerry Pershorst is a good guy. All of these guys are good guys, but the fact of the matter is, Morris Boyd is a good guy. They are intimidated because of the weakness of their numbers by the overall impact of the
superior.
Yes, sir, absolutely, no question.
Use the deal where you remember radio in the old days, they would come on very excited and have an announcement. So
tomorrow,
come on,
crew will be moving with the frequent contact with the press. And they said, well, he hadn't had a press conference since October. He went back to the first few years of the administration, and then as we moved into these sensitive negotiations, because of the very nature of where we were, you know, the PRC, the USSR, the Vietnam negotiations, he said the president felt that it was not in the national interest to comment, even no comment, by saying no comment on matters of such sensitivity.
They'll all stay at the camp.
And then Herb said, we have moved from that period now, we are moving from that period. We've opened our relations with China. We've had our summit, first summit with the Soviet Union. We are involved in negotiations, which hopefully will bring an end to the conflict in Vietnam. And, you know, in the second term, we'll be moving out of this period. Perhaps, he said, but
we don't need that message about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I think he's a goddamn right at press conference.
Sure.
You know that? Sure. You ever hear anybody in the country ask why isn't he at press conference? He said, press people. Or did
no.
I didn't hear anybody. They don't get one damn. It's an in-house thing, Rob. It really is. On the other hand, press conference can be useful for us, so we should use it as time goes on. I think it'd be a very effective device, which I'd like the Congress to do, and should do. But we want to pick our time and our place in the world. It's an effective way to give discipline to the administration, which we want to do, and give their orders and so on and so on down the line. And so, now, oh, the other thing, now, before we get to the birthday thing. I was talking to Holland a little about this hassle on the social thing. The thing that I'm concerned about there is not the hassle of the proposal in society and so forth. Let me say that's about it. That's a good thing. I'll say
I do. Yes.
We invited, we called these guys up.
Yeah, but anyway, we're not talking now about the social events. You can have a Washington Post and the Washington Star, all the social reporters, you know what I mean, for the dinners, for the evenings in the White House. I'm talking now about an event like a church service, which is not a social event. Just basically speaking, or suppose that I'm going over there to greet a group of people. I don't think, in other words, I think we should not, like future farmers in America.
Right.
I don't see why the Washington Post and the Star have to be there for that kind of event.
No, they don't.
That's my point. All right, now why isn't the church service exactly the same category? Because the Washington Post and the Star are always coming. Is that the point?
No, they haven't, really. They
I don't give a damn much. If you view it, you have to have them for that. It doesn't, it's not that much skin on my back. But I just think that the church service is sort of a gray area where basically, look, let me say, opposed to Star, I've never given any decent coverage to the damn church services anyway.
Yeah, they will be, though.
Why?
Well, because they've been I have people pulling out how they covered how the Post covered some of these receptions you've had in the past versus how they covered it when they were not in. They made such a big deal about this. We're getting far better coverage, more extensive coverage in the social pages than we see before.
I don't give a shit about the coverage, but it doesn't make any difference to the women, to Mrs. Nixon, actually. So let's establish that now, but don't let them know it.
No, absolutely not.
Don't let them know. Just change it when they come in. But they have open coverage from now for Mrs. Nixon and her events always. In terms of the social events, when we have the evening, we'll be the first. That they are invited. I mean, I don't care who the hell is invited, but they're not invited as guests to stand there.
Right, I understand.
I don't want them mingling with the guests while the guests are drinking their coffee.
Right, I understand.
They are invited when the receiving line begins. They come up right at the head of the receiving line. They have a little wire, a roller there,
right.
And we stand there and shake hands with them, and they can see what Mrs. Nixon is wearing on that occasion. Correct?
Okay.
And they can see us march the other people. You know,
yes, sir.
And afterwards, they can cover that. Do you think I see any problem with that?
No, I really don't.
I'd like to with the guests that I don't like.
That won't happen. We have that pretty under control. And this is
the market. I'm satisfied. They're very, very aggressive.
We can work with
them. Now, on the church thing, it isn't that much. You mean it? You think you ought to just invite them all? They take the inaugural church service. You think the Post and Star should be?
No, I'm not for that.
I thought you said you were.
No. I thought you were moving to a point where we wouldn't have, we just hadn't concluded your thought when I reacted. On the church services, I'm for the regular pool rotation procedure that we've been following all along. And I'm also for, not only on the dinners, but also for the church service to continue moving with the pool rotation system, which does not always include the Washington Post and Washington Star. On Mrs. Nixon's events,
let them
be open coverage.
Because basically they're social.
That's right.
And they're more local.
But I believe exactly what the point that we put forward, and that is that the Post and the Star do not have a special prerogative. And what they're trying to do, sir, is through every technique that they have available to them, and they're using Newsweek this week in their cover story, attempting to intimidate and put pressure on this administration to cave in and go back to the traditional situation that has existed in this town for too long, where a group of little people at the Star and the Post who move around in the same circle control everything in this town.
Sure.
And I understand this is Nixon's view, and I understand that there's been a contribution versus...
You know, I'm going to speak to the Post.
That's exactly right. So. Now, that's... They're not subtle enough.
I mean, to make a big national story on that. Why would I use it
that way? You've got to be...
The only thing I'm concerned about is the effect on the other press.
That's right. Now, we do have a situation, just very briefly here, where I think I underestimated some of our friends. Overestimated.
Mm-hmm. Your courage. Well, I understand.
Now, therefore, I think we've got to shift to a little more subtlety in how we do this.
I agree.
But I'm not for moving off of it.
Why not?
Well, I'm for it.
The point is, if it isn't going to help us, why don't you move off of it? I'm being the devil's advocate. I intend to take the hard line. I tend to. But, frankly, if you're on a bad wicket, forget it. I don't give a damn.
Well, I
see other fish to fry other battles, and there are ways that we can
social thing. We've said before, and we'll cut them off by doing this. We've said before that we're opening this up to the nation, and the Post and the Star will be on pools in the future. I think what we do on the Heat visit, for example, we let the Post on it. We get up to the LA Times, we have the Baltimore Sun, and we get up to
the Star.
Not have the Star this time.
I thought they wouldn't come unless Isabel Sheldon won't come unless the Post is there. Suppose the Post won't come unless the Star is there.
If that happens, we'll then
we find out.
If that happens, then we'll let them come.
Yeah.
This time.
On the Heat? You let the Post come?
Well, my view would be, you raise a point, what if they won't come? My view on the Heat thing would be proceed with a rotation system. Let the Post come this time and not the Star. Because, you see, we've never said we're keeping the Post out.
That's correct. That's correct.
Since we're spreading this thing out across the country, the Post and the Star will be on pools in the future. But on the, we just do that. We subtly do that. Let the Post come in with a group of other newspapers on the Heat visit.
What do we do with the church service?
Then on the church service, we let the Star come into position on the church service.
Why don't you do it the other way around? Give the Post the church service.
Well, that's, I think if we give the Star the Heat visit, it's going to continue to escalate.
I see. Well, now we've got the woman, the Jewish woman coming.
Trudy Felder. Oh, Goldberg.
My ear.
Right.
I'm working like hell.
That's right.
I was solving Camp David.
I agree with that 100%. That's going to be reflected in
But on this thing, what is, so how are you going to be more subtle? I mean, you figure that,
well,
you're, first of all, you're going to let them cover the social events, the church event. The point is, I just wouldn't let it be an issue.
I agree.
Now, how can you avoid it being an issue without letting them all in? That's my point.
Well, by continuing on a pool basis, a rotation basis, and just let it begin to unfold here, and not always have the post and not always have the star in there. But in order to get back to ground zero, I think we have to move to let the post in and the star in and some of these things coming out.
I have no objection.
But I want to do it the way, you know, I hope I can pull it off where it doesn't look like they
specifically turn. Oh, no, don't do a damn thing right now.
See, they may, right, but I'll take the heat on. I'm not worried about that.
No.
I just want to cut it as an issue. But I, going back to the other point, Mr. President, just briefly, in terms of the post, how they've reacted and used every resource, in terms of how our friends reacted the other night when they're invited over here to the congressional thing.
Also, so the point was that was perfectly proper.
Absolutely, and they were told, and they were invited.
The point is they were invited because they, each of them, represented the state that had a hell of a contest, and where they had a chance to
have
theirs and theirs.
Exactly the way we discussed it with them. But they, the pressure, they caved under. The same thing, you know, that combined, and this is what Newsweek is talking about, this is where I'm making the point, I don't want us to checkmate ourselves. These independent stations, as sound as the Whitehead theory is, these independent stations out across this country are going to do the same damn thing. Because they really, Crushing has the guts down in South Carolina. But he's about the only one. I used to be involved in this business in Los Angeles, where I used to go to the affiliate meetings with the NBC people. Mr. President, the owners and the managers of most affiliate stations across this country, although they are basically in our camp, they are weak men. They like their cocktails. They've got themselves a very nice, plush income. And they don't like to accept the responsibility of fighting. And, I think the point I'm making, I'm all for moving absolutely against the network hold. But here again, it's doing it subtly and with I think great skill to break that power thing. To conclude, I think the post situation and the reaction, the post with all their forces against us, the reaction of our friends in Washington, the Whitehead speech, combined with the reaction of the station managers, plus the shield walls and all of the other type of thing that's going on out there now, is moving us into a position where we won't be able to accomplish what I feel has to be accomplished so badly, because we are going to checkmate ourselves by the sheer force of opinion within the social circle.
Well, that's what I was concerned about. As I said, you've got to play the big game and let this crappy stuff. And I was the one that suggested, you know, that we ought to cut the post off from some of these events because apparently they were covered in such a nasty way.
Right.
And, but then I don't think it's worth it. But the other hand,
I think it's worth dealing with. And I don't want to back away, you know,
far out from it. But I want you to know you can do it anyway on that. But just to rotate it. As far as television is concerned. soon as all that. It'll be a different kind of play because it's more personal. I mean, the heart of hard news. If you would sense the direction of the administration, perhaps.
We'll have it pretty well thought out.
So there's your scene. Let me ask you about one other thing. About the specifics of the birthday thing. If you could handle it in a way that say, well, they all know I saw it all that.
No, sir.
After the inauguration.
This is the type of thing, too, that will be read. People are more interested in what the President of the United States has to say on his 60th birthday than they are in the Vietnam negotiation. It's absolutely true. Just like I bet more people read about that fellow yesterday who's over on Taboo in Iowa. He's been there 70 years old right now. He's been there since 1936 or something. It was in Parade magazine. People were talking about it all over. About this American went over there in 1936 and has never left the island.
Thank you. this time and have something. We were ready for a present. Why don't you just get in the two wires? And he said, I mean, take a one subject thing in the future, just doing this as an experiment. Put it that way. But they're on a good behavior. And that way, Dave, I don't want to slide into a, what do you think about your relationship with Congress?
No, no.
About the networks and so forth. What about the man's view? You know, he's been a son of a rich partisan.
Where you were opposed to the president before it.
And I said, I know, Henry, that you supported this. You talked to me. I've seen it all, and I'm going to say that.
That's what he said. He said, well, I would do it in general terms. We shouldn't do a checklist.
I said, well, Henry, then I'll just...
What checklist?
Well, he means that every time he talks to the president, I hold it to you in one way or another. We should put you... I said,
he gave away, he gave it up.
I said, fine, Henry. I said, well, what I'll do then is I've got to do this for your own good. I'm just going to say that you recommended, though, this was one of the major reasons that you returned from Paris, to make sure that this lifting the limitation got underway.
Well, sir, I was doing that to see how he would react. So we worked it out that he absolutely felt that we should make sure that Henry supported the May 8th thing and all events that followed. See, he didn't want to be in a position of being before this. He's probably told too many people.
Daniel, for example, is coming down here. I'm not planning to give him leaking all the stuff in the New York Times.